What you're up to, that tzaddik omer aleph. Boy, Romy Barchama. Stay amos begag, u stay amos bo amud mau. We have there an amud that, that's what's it called, that is basically Rishus HaYochid. And it's right next to a god. Okay? So Tosfos first of all says that it's not exactly next to the god, because if it would be, then what's it called? It'd be Poritz Mimiluo to the god, and it wouldn't have a din of Rishus HaYochid. It would be a Carmelis, just like the god is a Carmelis. So it's talking where it's four tvachim away from the god. But it's accessible to the god. So now the question is, can you carry from the god, which is a Carmelis, to the Amud, which is Rishus HaYochid? Rashi, Beis Amos Begag, Zeh, Karav, Svirle, Domer Gag, Shebein HaGagim, Eimatalk, Bimboel, Abizalit, Da'asri Adon. First of all, Rami Bar Choma is asking this shaila according to Rav. Because Rav holds that a gag, you can't carry in any specific gag because it's porridge, b'miluo, to all the other gagos, which are aser to carry to. So you can't carry more than arba amos in any gag. So the gag has a din of a carbolus. So now you have a mahu, the talpum, the achas mehen, lo amu, the omi bishus harabim, somichlo, gavua, gavua, yudvara, roch of dalit. And the amud is 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide. So where it says, what's the shaila? Omar rabba, my komi boile. What's the shaila? Carmelis rishus hayochid. Shaila is, can you carry from a Carmelis to rishus hayochid, or rishus hayochid to a Carmelis? So Mar says, Carmelis rishus hayochid komi boile. That's the shaila. Lachor, of course you can't carry from a Carmelis to rishus hayochid. Zimur says, "V'Rami Bar Chama agav churfei lo ayinba." When Rabbi Rami Bar Chama asked the shaila, because he was so sharp, he wasn't medactic to ask the shaila properly. That's not what he meant. Of course, from an amud that's Rishus HaYochid to a gag which is a Carmelis, you can't carry. Elo hachikam iboyale, beis amos begag, ubeis amos b'chsadra mahu. Right? He was talking about an achsadra, with the roof of the achsadra itself is a Carmelis. But it's two different kinds of Carmelis. It's a gag to a, what's it called, to an achsadra. So would that also be also or not? Ma, what's the shaila? Mi amrinan, kiman de lo hai chosi ladira, velo hai chosi ladira, chada vishusai, since neither one is totally thick ladira, not the gag, and not the achsadra. So memela, what's it called, you can carry from one to the other. They have the din of the same rishus. Al dilva, kiman de migag legag osir, migag lachsadra nomi osir. Or maybe not. Since Rav holds, or since Rabbanan hold, that from gag to gag is osir, kol shekain, and they're considered two different rishuyos, Kol Shekain, from the Gag to the Achsadra, is considered two Rishuyos. And the other Tzad is, the only reason two Gagos are considered two Rishuyos is because the Rishuyos underneath them are Choluk. But over here, there's no Rishus under the Achsadra. So maybe it's not considered Choluk from the Gag. That's the Shaila. Rashi, Carmelis Rishus HaYochid Komi Boyele, Bitmiya, Kolomar Pshita Dosir. Well, that's a shaila, what you can carry from a Carmelis into Rishus HaYochid. That's surely awesome. To a gag Carmelis, who could amoran, aim a tzaltan ball of a dalit, but amid Rishus HaYochid. And even though the gag is a Rishus HaYochid, in the Torah it's 10 tvachim high, and it's more than 4 tvachim wide, but the Rabbanim were machmir and considered it like a Carmelis, that you can't carry, right? So he has the chumras of a Carmelis and the chumras of Rishus HaYochid. So, even though it's a real Rishus HaYachid, regarding this, it's a Carmelis. V'Rami Bar Chama Agav Chorfei, Talmudic Omer. The Gemara explains Rami Bar Chama. He never had intention to ask the Shaila about a Carmelis and Rishus HaYachid. V'Rami Bar Chama Nomi Vadi Loi Boile Lemi Boi Hachi. Ela Agav Chorfei Miher B'Sheiloso V'Loayim Boyotha. In fact, he's shown him say, why didn't the Gemara just say that the Amud he was talking about was less than 10 Tfachim? Wasn't 10 Tfachim. Or it was less than, it was a, what's it called? It was a Carmelis, not a Rishus HaYochid. So what we said answers that question. Because then it still would be Rishus HaYochid to a Carmelis. Because Me'ikar Adin, the Gag is Rishus HaYochid, the Chumra. It's a Carmelis, the Chumra. So either way, the Shiloh wouldn't have been a Shiloh. Whether the Amud was a Carmelis or the Amud was Rishus HaYochid, it'd still be carrying from Rishus HaYochid to a Carmelis or a Carmelis to Rishus HaYochid. So therefore, the Gemara couldn't answer that the Amud was talking where it was less than 10 Tfachim, and that way there's no problem. So now to get the case of the Achsadra. The Hachi Huudmi Boyalei, Beis Amos Begag, Shebein Agagim. If you have two Amos in a Gag, that is open to other Gagim, because if it's not open to other Gagim, then it's not a Carmelis. It's only a Carmelis because it's Pasuach to other Gagim that it's also to go to. Ubeis Amos Bachsadra, Shabbailam Achiru. And the Achsadra belongs to somebody else. And from this Rashi is Mashma, that the Isser of carrying from Rishus to Rishus, even when they're both Rishus Ayachid, depends partially at least on ownership. Because here you see that it belongs to somebody else. There's such a it's an Indian. Al gabi tikra shel achsadra yosu be sasayim, and the achsadra is bigger than sasayim. The ein la mechitza, the ein la pitikra, the name of yori the sosim. It's not rishus hayachid. It doesn't have any mechitzas. It's open completely on the bottom. It doesn't have pitikra where you could consider that a mechitza. It doesn't come to a sharp edge. It's a slanted roof. On a slanted roof, you don't say pitikra. Only on a roof that comes to a 90-degree angle with the air. So this achsadra is a 100% Carmelis. It's not a Rishus HaYochid. And it's more than Beis Sasayim. So you can't carry more than Dalet Amos in it. So the question is, can you carry from the roof, which is a Carmelis, to this Carmelis? Or maybe not. Just like you can't carry from one roof to the other, you can't carry from the roof to a Achsadra. Chadar Rishusahu, the Afapish Einun Shalish Echad, even though they don't belong to the same person, Ein Bohem Chilik Rishus, but they're the same exact Rishus. Vathil Rabbanan. And even according to the Rabbanan, who say you can't carry from one Gag to the other, the Hasamika Diurin Lamata Bishneya, because there, underneath, there are different people. So therefore, upstairs also we consider it two different Rishuyos. The Yeshlomar Kishem Sheshchilik Rishus Lamata, Bebatim, Kachishchilik Lamala, Techolik Lamata, Solik Vazuleo, because the guy in the bottom comes up and uses his roof. So Mamela, maybe, since the Achsadra, even though it belongs to somebody else, but there's nobody living there, that's not enough to be considered a separate Rishus. Al Dilva, Kivan to be Gagla Gagosar, Tamayot Rabbanim Yishim Dekabte, Ashuni Balim, or maybe not. Since it belongs to two different people, it's also to carry from one to the other without Meiruv. Right, who? Migagla Achsadra, no, same thing. So that's the Shaila. Boy Rabbi Boy Barabaya. New Shaila. Beis Amos Begag, U Beis Amos Bechurva. Two Amos on the Gag to carry another two Amos into the Churva. Again, you can't carry more than Arba Amos. But can you go over the border? That's the Shaila, without going Arba Amos. Amar Av Kahana, Lav Hainadron Berchoma. It's the same Shaila. Churva has a din of a Carmelis, and the Gag is a Carmelis. The Shaila is to carry from a Carmelis to a Carmelis. What's the difference? Omer Abbebu Barabaya, the Chime Achard, Asoy, Venatsoy. Right? What's it called? Do you think that I came here to make trouble? Right? I'm asking somebody else's Shaila? I have a reason why my Shaila is different than Rami Bar Chama's. See Rashi first. Bechurva shel acherim. Here again, the churva belongs to somebody else. Uprutzel Rishus HaRabim. It's opened into Rishus HaRabim. The Havinomi Carmelis to Gag bin Agagim. This churva is parutz to Rishus HaRabim. And it's not considered churei Rishus HaRabim, though, because it has its own mechitzas. But it's what's it called? So it's not a Rishus HaYachid, but it's not a Rishus HaRabim. It's a Carmelis. Lav hainu derami ma bein churva lachsadra. So it's the same Shaila, Carmelis to Carmelis. And this Carmelis doesn't have anybody living in it. It just belongs to somebody. Same exact thing as the Achsadra. The Chime Acher, Asoy and Atsoy, Mipi Acher, Bossi, the Chalakti B'Sheila, Shesheila, Sheshola Acher, Bossi, the Kanter Bitmia. I came to ask you somebody else's Shaila. Do you think I stop making trouble? So what is the Shaila? My Komi Boyle, Intim Tselomer Komer. He meant to say an Imtim Tzalomar. I understand Rami Bar Chama's question about the Achsadra. Now I'm going to add to that question. Imtim Tzalomar Achsadra Lo Chazi L'dira. If you'll say that since the Achsadra is not fit for living, Memela, the fact that it belongs to somebody else, is insignificant. And it's not like two roofs where there's people living underneath. Here, it's from a place where people live to a place where nobody lives. So it's not considered, and it's the same Rishos. So it's considered the same Rishos. Churba chazi l'dira, but a churba with a little bit of tikkun can be fit for living. It's not like an achsadra. Odil mahashta mi'ales badiuri. Take. That was my shaila. Even according to Rami Bar Chama, that he wasn't sure what the halach is by achsadra, maybe a churba is different. Because a churba could be made livable easier than achsadra. Or maybe not. You go after what it is now. Nobody's living there. It's the exact same case as the Achsadra. So my Shaila was, is this the same Shaila as Rami Bar Chama or not? Dilma. I know, one second. Yeah. Lav hainu de Rami, okay, you said this already. My komi boyale, holo domi legag vos. Bechor, it's not like Gag. Why should it be a different Shaila than Rami Bar Chama? Imtim Tzalomer Komer. Kolomer, lo pshita le rabbei boy te tahavi churba chazi ledira. Lo pshita le nomi te tahavi kiachsadra. Do adifa min apursa. Ubala hosif ashilasa sharon Bar Chama. He came to add to Rami Bar Chama Shaila. Al yedei imtim Tzalomer. Vachi Komer. Im poshata to le Rami Bar Chama. De shari, even if you hold, in Rami Bar Chama's case, that it's mutter to carry from the Gag to the Achsadra, hochamai, by the Churba, may be worse. Hosamud Achsadra lo chazin midi ladira. Av a Churba chazin ladira betikin muad. Al dil malo. Right? Achsadra is not fit for living bechal. You have to rebuild it to make it fit for living. But a Churba just needs a little bit of a tikkun. So since it's only missing a little bit of a tikkun, maybe it's considered Roy Ladira. Or maybe not. Since right now it's not Roy Ladira, maybe it's the same thing as the Achsadra. Okay. Gagim Hashovim L'Rab Meir. Now that there's another Shaila. You have roofs that are of equal height, according to Rab Meir. So Rab Meir holds that all the Gagim are considered one Rishos. As long as one's not higher, one's not lower. Tentvach. The Gag Yechidi L'Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, where there aren't a lot of Gagos. There's one Gag. Okay? So, Rav Omar Mutter Otalta Bekulo. Rav says you're allowed to carry on the entire roof. There's only one Gag. Or, according to Rav Meir, if it's many Gagos and they're of equal height, you can carry on the whole roof. And in this case, Shmuel holds, you can only carry 4 amas. So when it says, Rav, Amar Mutla Talta Bekulo, Kashi the Rav Adarav. Before we had the case where there were separate roofs, right, that Rav held that you couldn't carry more than 4 amas on any roof. because they all were opened into the other. And Shmuel held that the mechitzas between the roofs separated them, right? And therefore, they weren't considered parts b'miluo. Each roof was separate. Here it's mamash the opposite. Rab says you can only carry Dalet Amos, and Shmuel says you can carry what's it called, the whole roof. So Mara says no. Hasam lo minkra mechitzta. Hacham minkra mechitzta. In the case before, by what's it called, when Rav and Shmuel argued, it was talking where there were separate roofs, and the mechitzas between the roofs were not nikr. So Rav holds mechitzah shem nikeres is not a mechitza, therefore all the roofs are awesome. And Mashenk and Shmuel held mechitzah shem nikeres was considered a mechitza, therefore all the roofs were separate. But here, we're talking where there are mechitzas nikaros, where the mechitzas are nikr. You can see the mechitzas, okay? Either by the Rabbanan, the mechitzas of the houses is completely surrounding, so it's completely surrounded, it's one roof. So Mela, it's not a carmelis, it's a regular Yishus HaYochi. And the case of Rav Meir, what's it called, where all the roofs are considered one Rishus, so there's no Isser to what's it called. And the mechitzas around, they're okay. So it's not parts to a mokum you can't carry. They're all one rishos. It's no problem. Rav, over there was going to the Rabbanon, that each gag was a different rishos. And it wasn't open to the other one. There it's a problem. See Rashi. So therefore it's two separate cases completely. According to Rav Meir, it can be talking about a roof that has many, many different roofs adjoining. No one higher or lower. Rav Meir, and according to Rav Meir, all these roofs are considered one rishus. The gag yechid the rabbanon, or the same shaila could be on one roof that belongs to one person, according to Rabbanan, she'eno somach l'acherim, tafil Rabbanan lekat aleisrolei. There's nothing to answer. U'shmuel amrei metaltin bo'la v'talit, v'dehode kom Rav Meir reshus achasein, letaltu beis amos b'zeh, u beis amos b'zeh, v'tamay v'tirav u'shmuel v'yaslo. More to explain the reason of Rav and Shmuel. But Shmuel holds that when Rav Meir said that all the gagos are considered one reshus, he didn't mean that you can carry mamish on the roof without any limitation. He meant you can't carry more than Dalet Amos, but you could carry two Amos on this roof to two Amos on this roof. In Dalet Gabi that, they're one Rishos. But still, it's usher to carry more than Dalet Amos up on that roof tunnel. We'll see in 1 second why. Kashi the Rav of the Rav, the Omer of Le'rav, the Omer Rav Le'el, the Gagim Ashovim the Rabbanan, the Asri Azovim. According to the Rabbanan, where you have many gagim connected, Rav held it's usher to carry more than Dalet Amos. Amalo amar gudasik mechitzas shebeinayim lios muvdelas. Because Rav held that the mechitzas between the roofs don't count, because the mechitzas shein nikeres. Hachi nami begagim hashavim Rav Meir, noi nami dehailo asher me'achavrei. Even though one doesn't answer on the other one, it's all parrots to Rishus HaRabim. And that should answer it. There's no mechitzas. We're talking, that's what the Havamin it was. There's no mechitzas nikaros to these gagim. And if Rav holds mechitzas shen and nikaros is not a mechitza, the Havamina was that there's no, it's the same case as the other case. There's no mechitzos that you can see. Memela, the roof is the same thing. There's a, what's it called? The top of the roof extends over the side of the building. So you can't see the mechitzas of the outside of the building either. Memela, this whole roof is parrots to Rishus HaRabim. And even though really it's parrots to Mokum Tur, because it's 10 Tvachim above the Rishus HaRabim, but Lamaisa, that doesn't make a difference, because that's still considered parts to Rishus HaRabim.
right? Because the what's it called, the people of Shusha Rabin have access totally to this thing. Umechitzes tachtonos omarav dlomahanilu. V'chein begag yechidi v'rabonin. Litzru alei b'nei Rosh Shusha Rabin v'chatzero shesviv olso. And all the chatzeros around. Shadasarit. Umeshani, the more he answers, hosem ben gag legag lo amrin and gud asik lo minkren mechitzta. Shein mechusos begagim. Because the mechitzas are covered with the roof. That's why Rav held over there. It doesn't separate between the different gagim. The male, according to the Rabbanon, this gag is open to the other one where you can't carry. So it's also. Kimen dom Rabbanon yishchil kreshviyos lamalo. The gud asik nami b'chiyani lo amri. Hari hem pruchim kolechaz v'shus asur lo. V'tichachos lo talkabo. Avohacha mechitzos minkren. Over here, though, it's talking where the mechitzos, the outer mechitzos of the house, are nicker. There's nothing, there's no overhang. The kamrina behu kudasik. Hilkach remeir. The mashvilu chadar reshusa, like a delaser. You can't ask for it because it's open to reshusa rabim. It's not. There are bona fide mechitzos around the building. That you say kudasik. The mechitzos of the building go up, and there's no overhang. So the meister, they're nicker. The ha mechitzas chitzonos islu. Vavi kulu kechag gag. Mukav mechitzas. The chen gag yechidl rabbana. And there's no other rishos to aser, because according to Reb Meir, all the gagos are one rishos. And according to the rabbana, it's talking when there's only one gag. So the problem is only the outer mechitzas that separate the roof from the ground. Those mechitzas are nicker. There's no overhang over here. So well, we answered Rav. Two different cases. The case where Rav said it's Osir is where there's Mechitza, Shein, and Nikoros. And they don't separate the Rishuyos that are different. Mele, all things Osir. Here, there's nothing to separate inside, because according to Rav Meir, they're all one Rishuyos. Or it's only talking about one Gag, according to Rabbanan. The only problem is that it's parched to the outside. There, the outside mechitzas are nicker. What? No, it's mestamets where the people use the roof. Mestamets. Yeah, mestamets where they use the roof. Okay. Shmuel, Shmura says, Shmuel Amar Hey Metaknabol of Adalar Amas. Kashi and Shmuel Shmuel. It's exactly the opposite of what Shmuel said before. Right? Hashem, Shmura says, no, it's different. Hashem lo havi yosem v'sosayim. Hach havi yosem v'sosayim. When did Shmuel say you could carry on the whole roof if the roof is less than two saw? But if it's more than two saw, then even the mechitzos, she'ein on the koros, which are good mechitzos, won't help. It still remains like a karfeif, or a karmelis that's more than beis hasayim, that's not hukaf ladira. And a mokum that's more than beis hasayim, that's not hukaf ladira, you're not allowed to carry more than dalet amos. So over there, it was less than beis hasayim. Even though it's not hukaf ladira, since there are mechitzas, you can carry the whole area. But here it's more than beis hasayim, an area more than beis hasayim, that's not hukaf ladira, is, you can't carry more than dollars. I, Lechora, it's hukaf. Shmuel holds mechitzas, the Shein and Nikaros are good mechitzas. No. For honey mechitzas, lamata vidon, lamala lo avdinon, for havi kekarfit, yesem ibeis asayim, shela hukaf ladira. For chol karfit, yosem ibeis asayim, shela hukaf ladira, ein metalklimbo, ela bedawad. So, what happens like this. Ein achinami, these mechitzas are mechitzas. But they were made for the bottom. They weren't made for the top. So they can be considered as if they go up. But they can't be considered hukaf ladira. They weren't considered, they were made to be makif, the top, ladira. They were made for the bottom. They help for the top, but they don't help for the top to be considered hukaf ladira. So if all you need is a mechitza, there's less than beis hasayim, it helps. But if you need a mechitza that's hukaf ladira, because it's more than beis hasayim, that won't help. So it becomes like any karfeif that's hukaf shalola dira, and therefore what's it called won't help. The mechitza is a mechitza, but it's not called hukaf ladira. Hossam leka Rashi. Hossam leka Yosef Beisasayim. Kiven de Islay the Shmuel. Gud Asik. Af Mechitza Shebein Asayim. Viaf opi Sheinam Nikoros. U Pluksayu Kamais Aliba de Rabbanani. The first machlokus was according to the Rabbanan. The mash will call Chad Rishus of Abinakshe. According to the Rabbanan, every roof is a separate Rishus. Have you called God the God, Mukav Bithmiasma? And therefore, according to Shmuel, the mechitzas between the roofs, even though they're not nicker, because the roof covers the mechitzas between the houses, that's still considered a mechitza. And you make consider the mechitza, it goes all the way up. And each God is separate. So they're not mitzvahed to become Beis Hasayim, because each one's a separate rishus. V'chol chad oleka yosef Beis Hasayim. Avachacha de palgina alibad Rav Meir. But over here we're arguing according to Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that all the gagos are one rishus. So they're all mitzvahed together to become more than Beis Hasayim. And the mechitzas in between won't help. Because the mechitzas in between are not what are called hukaf ladira. The mashi the kulach echad, the kulah nitzar the mechitzos chitzonos, and since Rav Meir holds that all the gagas are considered one rishos, the inner mechitzos won't help either, because they won't separate those gagas. It's a mechitzah shena nikeres, and with kud asik you're not going to separate those gagim because they're all one. According to the Rabbanan, they're separate anyway, so the mechitzos will separate them. According to Rav Meir, that the gagas are all one rishos, then we don't say good asik to separate them. And the Neila, they're all more than Beis Hasayim. So what do we need? The outer mechitzas. The outer mechitzas were not made for the up, they were made for the down. So they're not called hukaf ladira. The kulan itar mechitzas chitzonos. The yesh kan yosin Beis Hasayim. The hekif zed, the good asik, eno hekif ladira. It's considered a mechitza, but it's not considered hukaf ladira. The hanach mechitza shomata afa pishenasu ladira lamata avidan. Lo adur bechalolun lamata. The lo ladira's gag. They weren't made to enclose the gag. They were made to enclose the bottom. So they're considered as if they extend to the top. But that's not called hukaf ladira. Hilkach ki maskin lohu avi mukaf yosri beis asayim shelo hukaf ladira. The gag yechidi l'rabon anami v'ika tveni beis asayim dumi the gag in hashom l'rmeir. And the case with the rabon is also talking where it's a gigantic gag that's more than beis asayim, the meila, the mechitzas won't help. Okay. Itmar, svina. You have a svina that's more than beis asayim. Okay, here again. The svina is a big area, more than beis asayim. The question is, are the walls of the svina hukaf ladira or not? Rav amar mutla talta bekula. Rav says you can carry in the entire svina. Ushmul amre matalkna bola b'dalit. And Shmuel holds this svina, which is more than beis asayim, you can only carry dalit amas. Rav amar mutla talta bekula. Dohaika mechitzta. There's mechitzas. It's rishus hayochid. Regular rishus hayochid. And it's hukaf ladira. Shmuel amar heim atachnim bo lebarbamas mechitzas lavriach mayim asuyos. Mechitzas weren't made ladira. The mechitzas were made to keep the water out, not to make a dira inside. If you could keep the water somewhere else out, you could have a barge. Well, this will be okay. So these mechitzas are not what's it called made ladira. Rashi. Mutu talta bakula vafilu yesh neyosu beis asayim to hukaf ladira. Even if the boat is more than Beis Hasayim, you can still carry in the whole boat because it's called hukaf ladira. And Shmuel holds no, lavriach mayim, below ladira. It's not made ladira, it's just made to keep the, what's it called, the water out.